Award-winning journalist and former NPR science reporter David Barron has written a new book. It's titled American Eclipse, a nation's epic race to catch the shadow of the moon and win the glory of the world. Ahead of his appearance and book signing this Sunday at the General Logan Museum in Murfreesboro, WSIU Radio recently caught up with the author to get his look at the unique August event. In addition to a 30-year radio career, most of it in public radio, Colorado resident David Barron has also made time to visit every continent on the planet. And he has seen 5 total solar eclipses, and he has no intention of stopping.
Correct. 5 total solar eclipses. I saw my first in Aruba in 1998, and it was the most spectacular, life-changing experience for me, and I decided I just needed to do it again. So now every couple of years I head off to some far part of the planet to re-experience that, really what I describe as kind of a nirvana of a total solar eclipse. And we are all so lucky in the United States, and Carbondale is luckier than just about any place else, that total solar eclipse is coming here so soon.
And having 2 of these events less than a decade apart, that's extra special.
Where I live in Boulder, Colorado, we're not going to have our next total solar eclipse until the year 2772. And in the meantime, you'll get 2 of them, so you are very lucky.
Does he have a favorite?
Well, they're all special in their own way, but certainly my first, the one I saw in Aruba in 1998, is the one that stands out because I didn't really know what I was in store for. And it was, so it lasted all of 174 seconds. It was less than 3 minutes. And of course, the one this year will be about 2 minutes, 40 seconds where you are. But my God, what a 2 minutes, 40 seconds or 174 seconds. It's almost like you're standing on another planet because all of a sudden, the sky just becomes completely unrecognizable. And really what happens during a total solar eclipse is the blue sky that is acts as a curtain that keeps us from seeing what's up there during the day gets stripped away. And so you can actually see the bright stars and the planets that are up there all the time and, of course, the sun itself. And the great paradox of a total solar eclipse is it's only when the sun is completely hidden that you actually can see the sun. That's the only time it's safe to look at the sun with the naked eye. And while the surface of the sun is blocked by the moon, it's what surrounds the sun, the solar corona, which is the most glorious thing you've ever seen. That's the only time you can see it. And you've probably seen pictures of it, and I'll tell you, pictures don't do it justice. It's not just some simple kind of ring or halo around the moon. It is this gloriously textured object that looks like it's made out of strands of silk. And it's just mind-blowing, really.
And remember, when we're looking at the corona, the silkiness of the sun, as David so nicely described, it's important to keep in mind that what we are seeing is extremely hot, as in millions of degrees Fahrenheit.
What we see as the solar corona during a total solar eclipse, it's charged particles that are coming off the sun, being heated up tremendously, as you say, to more than a million degrees, and then accelerated into space. And it becomes what's known as the solar wind, which passes by the Earth, causes the northern lights. And at times when you get these great ejections of material from the sun, it can be disruptive to our electronics, to our satellites, and so forth. So understanding exactly how the solar corona works is important for us to understand space weather, which is important for things on Earth. And there will be scientists, of course, in Carbondale and elsewhere doing their studies. But for most of us, you know, like for me, as you said, I'm a science journalist. I used to report on science for NPR. But for me, seeing a total solar eclipse is not a scientific experience. It's a purely human experience. It's all about the emotion. And, you know, yes, I can appreciate what's going on in terms of the science, but for me, it just taps into something very, very deep and kind of primal about my connection to the universe.
And this Sunday at the General John A. Logan Museum in Murfreesboro, Barron will share more insight about this primal connection.
As I said, tells the story of a total solar eclipse that crossed the American West in 1878. And much of my book is set in Wyoming, which in fact is where Thomas Edison was for the eclipse of 1878. So I'm going to be in Wyoming myself. I won't be where Edison was because that particular spot won't see totality this year, but I'll be up in Jackson, Wyoming, up in the Tetons. And I chose that spot for a number of reasons. It would be fun to be in Carbondale, but I live in Colorado, so I can just drive to Wyoming. And actually, my plan for this eclipse is to view it from very high up. I'm going to be up at 10,000 feet on top of a mountain in the Tetons. And the reason I want to go there is that in my book, American Eclipse, I write about some folks who in 1878 viewed that eclipse from on top of Pikes Peak in Colorado. And what they saw was just breathtaking, because not only could they look up and see the solar corona and so forth, but they could look down and see the moon's shadow as it raced across the earth toward them. And so as the eclipse was coming, they looked to the northwest and they could see this enormous shaft of darkness from outer space coming down into the atmosphere and striking the ground, moving toward them at 2,000 miles an hour. And it just swept over them as if it were just an enormous storm at lightning speed. And that's the view I want to have from the top of Rendezvous Peak in the Teton. So I'm going to be looking west toward Idaho, hoping to catch that shaft of darkness as it races in toward me.
What makes this new book unique from the others?
Mine's very different, however, because mine tells a story. Along the way, I certainly get into eclipse science and eclipses in history, but really, my book is really as much about American history as it is about eclipses, because it tells this forgotten tale from the Wild West of it's a true story of these scientists who went out to the Wild West, including Thomas Edison, to see this eclipse, what they were trying to accomplish. And in fact, one of the other main characters I have was a woman, Mariah Mitchell, who was the professor of astronomy at Vassar College. And in 1878, she headed out to Denver with an all-female expedition, not only to do science, but to show what women could do in science. And I've got a number of characters in the book and what they were trying to achieve. And the eclipse of 1878, in a lot of ways, was this instrumental event in changing American culture and getting us to focus more on science. So yes, I hope that when someone finishes reading American Eclipse that they'll understand what they're going to see in August. But it's a lot more than that. I hope it's just a good adventure.
That's journalist and former science reporter for NPR David Barron talking about his new book. And this Sunday you can see him in person at Murfreesboro's Logan Museum starting at 3 p.m. I'm Kevin Boucher.